This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show. Super excited about my good friend Brian Culbertson, who's going to be performing at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach on Friday, September 21st. I will be there hosting. I'm super excited about that. And also, Brian has an amazing new project, which all of us will be seeing later on this fall. It is a movie. Brian, the Brian Culbertson movie, kind of. Brian joins us on the phone to talk about the show and about the movie as well. How you doing?
Hey, Pat. I'm great.
So you're finally a movie star.
Sure.
Something like that. Tell us a little bit about Colors of Love and what you decided to do here.
Well, yeah, last spring we were on a tour across the states. We did 77 shows in about 3 months, hit everywhere. And in Las Vegas, we decided to film the show. And so we did. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. And we got off the tour, checked out the footage, and we're all like, wow, this looks really cool. So we decided to put it all into a two-hour concert video and are going to release it this fall on Blu-ray and all digital formats. So very excited about this.
And you should be excited about it. I know it's something that you've been working on for a while, and it's going to be released on Blu-ray, right?
Correct. Yeah. So full high-def surround sound. I actually have to say, doing the surround sound mix was one of the most fun experiences for me because, you know, it's all about the amazing sound, and I don't get to do that on regular records, right? We just mix in stereo. So I'm in this studio that has the full-on surround Dolby system, and we're like putting the crowd behind us and add an extra. Oh my God, it was so much fun. I was like geeking out. I was like a kid.
Yeah, you are that dude, man. And anybody who's ever seen you perform live knows that this is when you really are at your best. And to be able to take that whole experience and for people to be able to have that at home, you know, to watch on their big screen TVs or even in a movie theater, as we hope to be able to do in the fall when you really break out the final version of the film, is super exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's been so much fun to work on. And this tour was very visual as well. We had all these LED screens and tons of cool different lighting. So every song has this look and feel to it. So it really translates well on camera.
Yeah, that's why I think the Colors of Love, which is the title of your most recent release, and a lot of the music from that was featured in this tour. But Colors of Love is perfect for this movie as well, because you do a lot with color in your show anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
not to mention the colorations of the music, but I'm just saying the visual impact of what you do, you can tell that there's a lot of thought put into that.
Yeah, there was actually more thought went into the production of the show in terms of the lighting and the video elements than the music, believe it or not. It was so much preparation for, okay, which lighting fixture goes here? What color is it? Where is it going to move and do this? Okay, on the video screens, what is it going to do here and there? And then getting it all to meld with the music was just, I had never done anything like that. That's why this tour was so ambitious. And you know, I said, wow, we got to capture this on film. And thankfully, it all worked out.
Ambitious, too, because your show generally is known as being super lively, especially the last several years. And then you, in typical Brian Culbertson style, turn around and do something really different, a romantic, sexy album of songs. I mean, there's still a little bit of bounce in there, too. But you know what I'm saying. It's a different
mood.
Well,
this show was actually, it was actually in three acts. So the middle act, act two, is a whole funk set that's about 50 minutes long. The whole video is about 2 hours, and so 50 minutes in the middle of it is it's pretty nasty.
Yeah. So and what is love without funk? I mean, really, come on.
Well, hey, you got to have the up and down, and you know, Sinbad is featured on there as well, so he's got some bits. I won't give it away, but you know, he says you can't with the funk, you can't be on the roller coaster all the time. Sometimes you got to get on the merry-go-round.
That guy is so awesome. And he loves music just as much as he loves comedy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He really, really does. Now, is this something that you've wanted to do for a while, or is this a new idea?
Well, I mean, the fans have been asking me for it for a long time. And to me, it was a whole thing of I knew I didn't want to do it until I knew all the pieces would come together in terms of, you know, the right band, the right music, the right lighting, the right elements, and the right timing as well. So it just felt like it was the right time this past year. And, you know, I had to do some, get the funds together, because doing a movie is a whole lot more expensive than making just a CD.
It ain't cheap.
No. So a lot of people kind of helped out, and Smooth Jazz Cruise folks have been a huge sponsor. So that, you know, they're really into the music, as you can imagine. So they helped out, and I did a Indiegogo campaign. So a lot of people got involved in making it all happen. So I'm very appreciative.
And that is a wonderful thing. And this is an incredibly busy time for you for a lot of reasons, you know, working on this project, continuing to tour. And I know that you are this fall have debuted a brand new Brian Culbertson event, something to go along with your Napa Valley Jazz Getaway. You've now got a Chicago-based event, and we want to hear all about that.
Well, Chicago Jazz Getaway, I decided, you know, to start expanding the quote-unquote Jazz Getaway brand. We've been doing Napa Valley, of course, for the last 7 years. Next year will be our 8th annual.
That's incredible. I remember when you first started talking about this just as an idea,
right?
And it just was an out-of-the-box success.
Time flies, too. But so I've been spending more and more time, you know, back in my hometown of Chicago, and I said, you know what? This would be the perfect place to bring people together and enjoy this beautiful city, especially in September, which is a great time of the year
to
be hanging in Chicago.
Yeah, no question.
Oh, yeah, you know, after the summer, before the hawk comes back, you know.
And the hawk will be back.
Well, you can count on that.
All the clothes in the world can't help you, as Lou Rawls so famously said. But, you know, I went to Northwestern, and so one of the things that I love the most about Chicago, in addition to the incredibly progressive-minded people that live there, was the music and the fact that you could go to so many clubs and you would hear blues, you would hear jazz, you could hear soul and R&B. And when you combine that with the incredible food, the culinary offerings in Chicago are also delightful.
It's amazing. And, you know, honestly, my favorite thing is just walking around the city. The architecture is like no other place in the world.
Yeah, the waterfront is absolutely beautiful. I wouldn't get in that lake if I were you, because you'll freeze.
No.
August, that water is still cold.
Yeah, I'm not getting in there.
But it's nice. It makes a great backdrop, let me tell you. One of the best-looking cities anywhere.
Well, we're actually we did a cruise out on Lake Michigan as part of the Chicago Jazz Getaway, a little party cruise in the afternoon. So much fun. So, you know, viewing the skyline, everyone's hanging out. It's pretty awesome.
When is the next one going to be next year?
We haven't set the dates yet, but, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely.
JazzGetaway.com. Hey.
Yeah. And you got to go to BrianCulbertson.com for all things Brian. But most importantly, go to HyattConcerts.tix.com to get your tickets to see Brian and the band performing at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach on Friday, September 21st. I certainly would not miss one of these shows. And what I love about the Hyatt, Brian, is it gives you a chance to really get up close and personal with the artist, because it is such an intimate venue.
Very.
And I know you're going to have that stage loaded with those great musicians that travel
we'll
play with you.
Yeah, we'll pack into that stage.
Yeah, it's not a lot of space for you, but we have a good time.
Absolutely. No, we always love that event. Like you say, intimate, right up on the people right there. So really looking forward to the show, as always.
Yeah, and we're going to put a link up on our website, and we're going to post this interview up there, too. We'll put up a link where you can find out more about Colors of Love live in Las Vegas. And when you do the nationwide release later on this fall, please let us know so we can make sure to get some of the Wave family out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
got to thank you, too, for doing our soundstage, one of the best we ever had.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, people are still talking about it, Brian.
Oh, that was cool. That was so much fun. I mean, Talk about intimate. Yeah, it was like 150 people there.
Exactly.
It was this tiny little soundstage. We were just slammed in there. But
it kind of reminds me of the first time. Kind of reminds me of the first time I saw you at SOB's in New York City. You know, about the same amount of people in that crowd, and you know, you were doing it then. So proud of you doing it continually and at the highest levels.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate that.
Thank you, and we will see you at the Hyatt on September 21st. Brian Culbertson,
right.
Incredible, award-winning, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, producer, and now movie star.
Yeah.
See you at the Hyatt, Brian.
See you there.